This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. Hey everyone and welcome to what is your preview for our team? Wolverhampton Wanderers, who were taking on title challengers Arsenal.
They was. Go on.
At Molineux. Yeah. In the Premier League, Saturday, and it's at 7:30. I think it's a 7:30 kickoff, Dad.
I think it is, isn't it? I think it is, yeah.
I think it's a 7:30 kickoff. Anyway, we're going to be covering all of this. I just want to check a couple of things, see who's with us, if you're live, because we're doing this live, but it'll be watched by loads more afterwards. And if wherever you're watching it live, make sure you say hi in the chat. Let us know where you're watching from. And we're going to get stuck in to so much today. So the first thing that I want to get stuck into, Dad, obviously, it is that we're going to be covering Wolves versus Arsenal preview. How are you feeling about it ahead of the game, Dad?
Fine.
You're feeling fairly confident?
Well, yeah.
You are confident?
I've got to be, yeah.
Why are you confident? I mean, Arsenal... second in the league.
Yeah. We're
2 points behind Man City, chasing the title.
They won't get no goal chance, have they? Because they've got to play Wolves, haven't they?
Because they've got to play Wolves on Saturday. And I'll tell you what, in this preview, we're going to be looking ahead to some stats and facts. We're going to give you our thoughts ahead of the game, including some score predictions. We've got him doing a bit of a sing-along, as always. We're going to be talking about the fact that FA Cup replays have been ditched. We've got a bit from Manny as well, because he's doing the marathon this weekend to raise money for Dementia UK. And obviously, we're going to give us our final thoughts as well. So the question is, Dad, obviously looking ahead to the game, let's have a look at some stats and facts ahead of game. Do you want some stats and facts, Dad?
If so, yeah, go on.
There we go. Absolutely right. So, some stats and facts. Wolves, after completing the league and double over Arsenal in 2020-21 season, have now lost our last five games against the Gunners. And do you know what? We failed to score in both home defeats in that run. That's not great, is it?
Not great, David. No.
Arsenal have scored in their past 32 meetings with Wolves, their joint longest scoring streak against any opponent. That's not good either, is it? Wolves have lost three of their past five home league games, more than they had in their previous 15 at Molineux. That ain't good either, is it?
But
the Gunners have kept a clean sheet in their past five away league games, their joint longest run, also five between February and April 1997. The last team to record a clean sheet in six consecutive Premier League away games was Liverpool between December and March 2014-15. That ain't good either, is it? It's not looking good, this. However, Matheus Cunha has been involved in nine goals in his past nine Premier League games. Scoring six and assisting three. His 11 league goals this season is the fourth most by a Wolves player in Premier League history. And Arsenal's Leandro Trossard has scored 4 goals in 16 substitute appearances in the Premier League this season, as many as he had in his 12 starts. He averages a goal every 218 minutes, apparently. So there you go. There.
What about Wolves scoring as well? Come on.
Well, what about Wolves scoring? There is some stats and facts for you on this. Carl says we need to change the stats. John's saying great to see you, mate. And let's face it, Dad. Yeah. Arsenal, a good side, isn't they?
They are a good side, yeah.
But the question is, I need to ask you, are Arsenal, Dad, are they bottlers? Are they bottling it? Have they got...
It seems that way, David.
Because they last year, right, they had the Premier League title in their hands.
Yeah.
And when it came down to the big running,
yes, I understand that.
They blew it, and this was
like a lot of teams blew it. We was in the semi final.
Well, we don't want to talk about the quarter finals anymore. We should be going to Wembley on.
Yeah, no, we should have been.
Are you happy about that? Are you?
We bottled that, don't we?
Well, yeah, we were on about Arsenal bottling it.
We got that. Go on, carry on.
But yeah, we should be going to a semi-final this weekend, but let's now go into that. Look, Arsenal knocked out of the Champions League last night by Bayern Munich.
Yep.
Lost at home to Villa.
Yeah.
It's out of their own hands now. Man City are now in pole position.
Well, people know how to handle
them. Do you think Arsenal can cope with the pressure when it comes to the end of the season running?
It seems that they can't, David.
Well, I'm sure they'll have something to say about that.
Well, I will be up for it because I'll be disappointed. I've been knocked out of that cup or whatever it is.
And they have to, it's a must win game for Arsenal. Whereas Wolves.
It's a must-win for we won again the top 10.
Well, we do, but we're sitting pretty. Do you know we're mathematically safe now as well?
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
can't actually go. Ken says, "Go make us feel good, Dave. We'll do our best." John says, "He hope they do bottle it on Saturday. Couldn't you get to Brighton? Perhaps a Wang gets back on the scoring. And that would be nice." We're going to delve in a little bit more into this, but I want to show you a little bit of something, guys. Because we have a fantastic website, alwayswolves.co.uk. And on this website, Carl Harris does us a very nice history of Wolves. So you can check in first meetings, recent meetings, the biggest win. The biggest win between the two clubs actually was on the 31st of August, 1946, and the 7th of March, 1959. The game's finished. Were you there? 6-1 to Wolves.
Yeah, I remember it well.
It was 6-1 to Wolves. Biggest defeat, the game finished 7-1 to Arsenal in 1932. There's some also the link on there on the Always Wolves on the history page, some highlights of previous games. We've got another one here from 1971. And if you look down at the head-to-head stats, In the Premier League, Wolves and Arsenal have played 19 times. We've won 3 and we've lost 13. And the other 3 have been drawn. Not great. No. And overall, we've played Arsenal apparently 122 times and we've only won 32. They've won 62. So it's fair to say that Arsenal have had the better of it. It's also got about players that have played for both teams. Bob Wilson here played for Wolves in 1961-63. A few names there.
I remember.
Yeah,
good
so
goal.
Bobby Gould, Bobby you know,
yeah, I remember Bobby Gould, he's a nice chap as well.
Played and coached Barnwell, Billy Wright, George Joby, Tommy Docherty, Gary Thingy. Yeah. So go and check that out on alwayswolves.co.uk as well. Hopefully, you'll enjoy finding some stats and facts on that. Dad, next up, I want to get on to talking shortly about the FA Cup in it, because it's coming up this weekend. It's talk about the Rethingy. But would you like to hear from Manny?
Yeah.
Because Manny's got something he'd like to say.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Because Manny is taking place in the London Marathon
this weekend. He does some good work, David.
And he sent a video.
Yeah,
about this. So here's what Manny's got to say ahead of the London Marathon.
Hi, guys. It's Manny here. Big match against Arsenal this weekend. I reckon we've got a chance, you know. They've lost three in a week and they're going to be in a bit of a low. And we've got really nothing to play for, so we can probably go out there with Cunha back, Wang back, Neto's back in training. So we're getting our players back. Quite hopeful. For me, I'll be missing the match, unfortunately. It's 7:30 kickoff and I'll be down in London to run my fourth London Marathon for Dementia UK. And this time, I think it's going to be the toughest race and toughest event that I've done at London. Haven't done any training. I've only got up to 5 miles because of the walk and everything and that took out of me. And this week has been a bit of a nightmare. So I'm currently in my podiatrist's clinic here, getting my feet sorted out. And yesterday, one of my trainers popped one of the cells. So I've just got some brand new trainers. So it's been a bit of a nightmare. But what is a challenge without a few hurdles? Just makes the story a bit more interesting. So please, if you can, my links on all my social media sites, Manny Singh Kang. Thank you for all the donations. I had a mystery donation for £1,000 from somebody. I still haven't got to the bottom of who it was. I've asked the usual people who have done it in the past and they say it's not them. So thank you, whoever that was, and some more donations today. Keep going. We went, this second page went flying past £200,000 this week. Over £250,000 raised for Just Dementia UK since we started. And we got Samosa Saturday a week later. So if I don't get your money this weekend, I'll make sure I'll get it next weekend. Thank you very much and see you all soon.
Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely brilliant. Thanks for Manny for sending that in. If you want to find out a little bit more about his fundraising or you want to donate, I'm just putting that up on the screen for you now. You can see that you can go and donate and scroll down. You can see there's 200,000 there. Donations coming in all the time. And if you want to donate to that, all you got to do is click on the link. It's justgiving.com /fundraising/MKang. Or you can check it out on his socials and you can go and make a donation. As I say, he's doing the London Marathon again this weekend, his fourth one, raising money for an important cause. Dementia UK.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So, Dad, the next thing that we need to talk about, do you know what that is?
What's that?
Do you know what it is?
No.
Shall I tell you what it is, Dad?
Yeah, tell me.
Go and tell you. I'm going to tell you what it is. FA Cup replays have been ditched. Do you want to know more about that?
What do you mean, ditched?
So, basically, FA Cup replays are going to be scratched from the first round onwards. All rounds of the FA Cup will also be played on weekend, including the fifth round, which has been...
Well, there should be another week. Every match used to be on this weekend, Saturday
with,
night.
With the, Saturday, the stuff.
Yeah.
Matches will start in mid-August, consecutive 3 weeks and stuff. The current form of the FA Cup has no replays from the fifth round onwards. The FA says that the move is to eliminate them from an earlier stage has been made in light of changes to the calendar driven by the expanded UEFA competitions. Obviously, UEFA launched the Conference League in 2021. A number of teams in the Champions League will raise from 32 to 36 next season. FIFA has announced and expanded a 32-team Club World Cup as well. So basically, the qualifying roles were teams from the fifth and 10th tiers of the English football compete for 32 spots in the first round. We'll still have replays when ties are level after 90 minutes. And Trevor Burch, the chief executive, said the decision to scrap replays from the first round is frustrating, disappointing. The EFL will be seeking appropriate compensation arrangements. It represents another lost traditional revenue stream for EFL clubs at a time when the financial gap between the biggest and those further down the pyramid is growing bigger than ever. The winners of this season's FA Cup do get £2 million, while non-league and lower clubs prize, you know, money. Obviously, if they get replays or get through, it's a lot of TV revenue. So that's literally been scrapped. It'd be interesting to hear your thoughts in the comment section below that, Dad. But what do you know? Wolves played Brentford. We went to that game, didn't we? We got a replay, won the replay. Always have been traditionally replays in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
And that basically means that from now on, no team in the English Football League from the first round, non-league, there will be replays, but there will be no replays anymore. because it got cut, you know, the third and the all the way up to the fourth round, the replays. There's no replays anymore. What do you think about that? What's your thoughts?
Well,
speak up, Dad, because they can hear you.
Well, I don't understand it because it brings revenue in, don't you, when they have a replay? But if that's how it was, the people can't, I should be able to decide it on the day, really. But I mean, they have to meet.
Well, it you know,
I mean, it should be done on the day, really. But on this replay, is it brings all money in and
for the lower league clubs, especially.
Yeah.
So do you think it's a good thing or is another tradition that's been lost?
Well, it's like, it was, has it been lost or was it always like that?
Well, no, because you know, you've like it always used to be replays. I mean, there was a time when you had a third replay, you know, and then it went to second replay and penalties, and then it was, well, yeah, we'll only have replays from the, we'll stop replays from the fifth round, and now they're stopping replays altogether. It's quite a traditional thing that's been part of the FA Cup, and I feel it's really sad personally that they that it's being lost.
I suppose you're right, David.
Because of your extra European competitions. At the end of the day, the FA Cup is the oldest cup competition in the world. It's got some tradition about it. The replays for me, I think the fact that there's no replays at all for any league.
It's all money, hey, David? You know, with review, and then they get another crowd in and they get some more money. But if they, that's how they want to work, well, that's up to the FA.
So you've got no real opinion then? It's not up to the FA, really. I don't think the FA are particularly a fan of it, potentially, or the EFL.
Well, whose idea is it then?
Well, it's probably come from the Premier League again because they've got more European competitions and it's put more, and UEFA doing more with midweek games, which has put pressure. But I think it's sad, isn't it?
I think people like to see replays, but I mean, I think it should be done on the day myself anyway, you know.
Get it done.
You get it done out of the way because, you know, it's all money. People are going to pay more money for the second round, and why the world's going today, it's, you know, it's all money, but they're going to lose
money.
You know, it's all, you know, it makes...
Well, Ken...
I thought, you know, when it replays, it brings more money in, but if they don't want it that way, well, it's up to them, mate.
Well, Ken said the smaller clubs are going to miss the revenue and it's traditional.
Are they going to have...
if they go get a replay, like, say, if they got a draw against... say they got a draw at home against, someone in Division League Two or a non-league team like Newport, or, you know, you saw Maidstone got a draw and then they brought at home and then they had a great big game against, say, Liverpool at Anfield and they had all that revenue and the TV. Yeah. They, you know, another replay, they're going to lose out a little bit. Potentially. So, anyway, that's what John Harrison wants to know. Are you going to sing a song this week?
No.
Yes, you are, because you've been asked to sing a specific song.
Well,
and what song have you been asked to sing?
I'll let you know in a minute.
It's coming up soon, okay?
You don't want me to sing, do you?
We do.
If I can remember the words, I'll be all right.
Right.
I was with the Searchers, but I mean...
You were with the Searchers.
They turned me down.
No, you didn't. You had to go in the army.
Well, I did have to go in the army, yeah.
Right, Dad.
I wanted to be a singer.
Before you get to...
Or the brain surgeon, go on.
The brain surgeon. Before you get to your before you get to your sing along,
yeah.
Score prediction time.
Well,
what are you going for?
We get a 1-1.
You hope we get a 1-1. You're not going to go with have a get 2-0.
What I've got to say. I hope it's a 1-1. Otherwise, it's 2-0.
Otherwise 2-0, because you have to say that, don't you, Dad?
Yeah, well,
you know,
makes the world.
So you're going with a 1-1.
Yeah.
I'll
be happy with that.
Have a guess what I'm going with.
Oh, I know what yours called.
Go on, Dad.
Go on.
Have a guess.
2-1.
2-0.
Wolves, naturally, yeah. Or you're going to do the other way, have you?
No. I'm going to go with, because I got it right last week.
I know. I was going to tell you about that. I thought you'd done very, very well.
Dad, give me a 5.
5.
Thanks. I'm going to go. I think there's going to be goals in this again. I'm going to go 2-2 again.
2-2. No,
but I hope Wolves can sneak it 2-1.
Okay.
Where
is he?
Where's your cuddly toy? We even asked, have we, about his cuddly toy? Where's Derek, Dad?
Oh, he's all right, but he's, you know, he's.
Derek's still not come out. Do you think we're going to see him again this season?
Definitely, we're going to see him on Saturday. Where is he?
There he is. So you've got Paddington.
I'm Paddington.
Because, like, you're mates with all the big celebs, aren't you? You're mate with all the celebrities, you are, aren't you? Being infamous, Magic Moss. You hang out with all the celebrities, like Paddington.
Oh, Paddington, yeah, and the searchers.
Yeah, the searchers, like you like to... So anyway, Dad,
yeah,
it is time for Magic's sing-along. It's time for Magic's sing-along. So
you can have the...
hold on. There he is. Hold on.
I got to remember the words. Give me a stop playing them out.
Anyway, listen. So you've got a request.
Yes.
So who's your request from?
A young lady named
Speak Up.
A young lady called Caroline.
Okay. Yeah,
so that's the song I'm going to bring you.
Hold on.
If I can remember the words.
Yeah, Dad. H wants to say, magic, give us a wave. There you go. Absolutely. So Caroline,
yeah,
is she sweet?
She sure is.
Yeah, she sure is. Yeah. And what's the song that you're going to sing?
Sweet Caroline.
So you're going to sing. Little, I've got to tell you, he's been rehearsing this. He's had it on the telly, trying to work out the tune. Dad,
don't tell them my secrets. Okay, I have to remember.
Yeah, okay. Well, I hope you do, Dad.
I'll remember in a minute.
And we're going to go with his goal scorers in a minute. So we'll come back to that. Who's going to score?
Oh, well, go on.
Who's going to score the goal?
I don't know. Go on.
Well, you've done 1-1. Who's going to score?
We'll have Coda if he's playing. Is it Cuda?
Coda. You mean Cuda?
Cuda, yeah.
Cuda, right, okay. Right, Dad. This is for Caroline, a sweet girl from Australia,
yeah,
who you met,
yeah,
who talked to you for about an hour.
Yeah,
she's a big fan and she wants you to sing Sweet Caroline.
Oh.
Take it away, you and Paddington.
Hands, touching hands, touching me, touching you, Sweet Caroline. Oh, ho, ho. Sometimes never seems so good.
So good, so good, so good.
Sweet Caroline. Oh, ho, ho. I hope you like my song, Caroline. I can't remember the words, but you're a lovely lady. And your chap, Robert, he's really nice as well.
Yeah, he's a lovely man. Very lovely man. They're both lovely people. Yeah. And hopefully, we're going to see him before the game.
And Wolves are going to draw 1-1. Okay, or 2-0.
Or 2-0. Anyway, there you go. Andrew says 1972 Wolves 5 Arsenal 0. That would be absolutely fantastic, guys. I really hope you've enjoyed our preview. We always try and put a bit of a smile on your face. Do check out the head-to-head chat that I've had with Johnny from the Arsenal Opinion podcast. If you have enjoyed this video, please do us a favour, smash a like on the video. Give us a smash us a like. Let YouTube know that you've enjoyed it, and also on the podcast as well. If you're watching back in comments, catch up, leave it in the comments. Check out and support Manny if you can. And if you're new, subscribe, because coming up this weekend, we have coming back. Yes, it's Captivating Chelsea, who's going to be doing the watch along again for us against our Arsenal, looking for a first win. I know you're loving that, so you won't want to miss that with Chelsea. That's going to be on Saturday. Of course, we'll be doing reactions straight off the game, the match vlog. And of course, Extra Time will be back on Sunday night. So hit that bell notification from myself, Dazzle.
Always
from him.
Oh, ooh.
Magic. What are they going to do?
Subscribe.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Don't forget to subscribe because he gets on to me. And I don't get all that.
Three.
He's a great son.
I'll do my best. And you're a great dad. Dad, love you all. Always warm.
Always look after yourself and warm the peaceful world.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.